It's a great song. Great song. Thank you for this on Friday. One of my favorite songs of all time. Match game at 5:10. You can't be serious at 5:25. We're back here on the game. John, Tyler, Mitch. Appreciate Chris Thomason joining us, Vikings beat writer. He says he will be surprised if Elijah Lee does not make the 53-man roster of the Minnesota Vikings. And I'll be honest, I probably should have done more research before asking him a question there about the terms of the deal that Lee would sign if he does sign here pretty soon. Best I can tell, I did find a list of projected contracts here. It would project that pick 232 in the draft would sign for $2.4 million over 4 years, basically. He has not signed that yet, but that money is not all guaranteed at all, not even close, so don't get me wrong that I'm saying he'll have $2.4 million. The projected signing bonus would be $83,000. So that would look to me like the biggest guarantee that you could think of right now for Elijah Lee. So not a ton of money, but if you make the roster, stick it out through a year, league minimum's going to be six figures. You know, you're looking at upwards of $300,000. So it would be at least that much you would have to think for Elijah Lee. So there's just a little bit of info that I can provide on what might be there for Elijah Lee. And the biggest reason that we bring that up, more so than with other guys, and I haven't even looked really at what Jordan Willis would be there, but Elijah Lee's decision was so much based around helping his family, and a lot of people had issues with his decision. So just trying to look at the actual ins and outs here of what may happen down the road for Elijah Lee. What's going to happen down the road for DJ Johnson is not playing football. Kelis Robinette had an update on him today. DJ Johnson went to a rookie minicamp with the Chicago Bears, and according to Johnson, said he had some highlights, but he did not get an invite back to a rookie minicamp, which is where they have an actual minicamp, which is where they have 90 players. So he didn't even make that cut to 90 players. No shame, though, in going and giving it a try. That's one of those
– at outside linebacker.
Well, yeah, they had him, like, rushing the passer, basically, instead of just playing tight end. That's one of those you can just check it off the bucket list. Like, I would do it – there's no shame in doing it not only just to give it a try and see what happens, but, I mean, if you ask me – like, if the Bears called me tomorrow and they were like, hey – we want you. We know you're a long shot here, but we want you to come try out at receiver for, you know, the Bears. Or hey, offensive tackle. We saw your film from Pleasant Ridge Middle School B team back in eighth grade. Like, I would go do it just to say that I've done it. I don't care how bad it goes. I'm just gonna go do it to say that I have.
Mitch Trubisky needs weapons, and and so they're gonna call John Kurtz.
Well, maybe they saw the film of my diving catch in softball, and they're like, man, this kid's got some hands. He's got some range. That is one of my bigger regrets from the last couple years, that we don't have video proof that I made a diving catch in softball last year. Maybe that's why I'm not getting the invite to rookie minicamp. I'm telling you. Just holding me down because nobody films the games. We've got a short show. We only have a half hour left with you, unfortunately, today before the Royals kick in. You can't be serious at 5:25, but when we come back, it's been a while since we've had all three of us here, one, and since we have played the match game, two. So I am your host for the star-studded Big Money Match Game when we return.